Hello, welcome to Politically Correct. I'm DK Singh. In this episode of Politically Correct, I'm going to talk about this crisis in Punjab Congress and discuss whether it's about Navjot Singh Sidhu or Captain Amrinder Singh, or whether there is a larger design behind this, which goes beyond the boundaries of Punjab. But before I come to that, I have an appeal to make. Please become a member of the print YouTube community and enjoy membership perks. You can hit on the join button or click on the link given in the subscription. Well, having said that, let me come back to what I was discussing. So on Sunday evening, when everybody was discussing about, you know, the disclosures or our new revelations about, you know, the politicians, about the mobiles of politicians and journalists being tapped by using a malware called Pegasus, everything was talking about that. The Congress then chose to use that moment to declare Navjot Singh Sidhu as the Punjab Congress chief. My question there is, was that appointment or is it about Navjot Singh Sidhu or Captain Amrinder Singh, the chief minister? Is it because, you know, the Congress High Command or the Gandhi siblings, I would say, is it because they liked Navjot Singh Sidhu so much that they did not mind humiliating Captain Amrinder Singh, right, just about 6 or 7 months before the polls? Or is it because they think that Navjot Singh Sidhu is a better bet than Amrinder Singh in Punjab polls? My answer to those questions is not exactly. It's not about Navjot Singh, it's not about Amrinder Singh, it's about the Gandhis themselves. You know what has happened? Actually, the Gandhi family now, Sonia Gandhi, you know, she is the interim party president, and she's just there. It's Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi who are actually taking the decisions. What they have done in Punjab, it's just the beginning of what you're going to witness more frequently in different states. What these Gandhi siblings are doing is what they believe is creative destruction to basically revive the party. So dismantle everything, start afresh, and Punjab could be the beginning of that process. So what has actually happened? Let me first come to their plan in Punjab. So what's the worst thing that can happen to Congress in Punjab now that the High Command had decided to virtually humiliate Captain Amrinder Singh? Now the Chief Minister has no choice. Look, I think the calculation behind the, you know, entire strategy here by the Congress High Command was that, you know, Captain Singh is 79 now. Does he have that much left in him? Or does he have that much fight left in him to actually even think of a new political innings away from the Congress? Congress High Command must be thinking no. And it's actually not an easy option. So what's the other option? The Gandhi would expect you to accept that humiliation with humility. Captain Amrinder Singh has already made it very clear that he will accept the High Command's decision. But what we have seen since Sunday, the Chief Minister has not congratulated Sidhu on his appointment. What had happened earlier on Saturday when Harish Rawat, who was he was the interlocutor between the High Command and Chief Minister, he's the AIC General Secretary in charge of Punjab. So Harish Rawat flew down to Chandigarh. Captain's condition was that let Sidhu apologize for his attack on me, or for his public attacks on me and my government, and then probably I'll meet him and we'll sort out. That didn't happen. Sidhu did not do that. Very next day, Congress High Command went ahead and appointed him. Clear snub to the Chief Minister. We are talking about options before the Chief Minister. Well, he doesn't have any. Congress High Command's strategy is, obviously, Sidhu has become the High Command's choice for the chief ministerial face in the elections. Congress does not have to say this. It's very clear to everybody. Now, what the Congress High Command would expect is that at 79, the Captain Singh would accept it. And Sidhu would really be able to rally the forces around and ensure the Congress party's victory. You know, opposition parties are in shambles in Punjab. You know what is happening with Shromani Akali Dal, with BJP, with Aam Aadmi Party. If at all Aam Aadmi is looking like the real contender, But again, it has lost all its traces. For the past 5 years, 4.5 years actually, there has been so much of rebellion in the AAP. So many Aam Aadmi Party leaders in Punjab have quit the party. So it's also in shambles. Arvind Kejriwal has started going there, but he's probably starting it too late. So Congress has a clear lead. Now, having snubbed Captain Amrinder Singh so publicly, how much harm actually does the Congress expect from this episode? I think the Gandhi siblings' expectation is, or their calculation is, not much, because people do not really have many options. And Captain Singh will have to accept what the party has said. It's the process of transition. There may be some niggles here and there, but somehow they'll be able to carry that out. Having said that, let's come to the larger game plan. What is it that Rahul and Priyanka are trying to achieve? So look at it from 2007 onwards. You know, in 2007, Rahul had won his first election, Lok Sabha election in 2004, from Amethi. But it was his first election outing. For the next 3 years, he was just an MP. But in 2007, he was appointed AICC General Secretary in charge of the Youth Congress and the NSUI. And that was the time when he started actually, talking about his vision. He wanted to democratize the party. And that was how he started those internal elections in the NSUI and the Youth Congress. Of course, he has lost interest in that by now. That democratization process has lost somewhere on the way, has got lost. But after that, 2013, when he became the party vice president, he actually laid out another vision. I'll come to that later. So what I'm saying is, from 2007 onwards, he has been talking about his vision, and the general impression is that he has been very impatient of the old guards, who they think are really resistance to change, who he thinks are responsible for what the Congress has been reduced to today. He holds them responsible. He does not say it in as many words, but he talks to his inner coterie, to other leaders, younger leaders who are close to him. And that's how we come to know that, I mean, he has a very low opinion about the veteran leaders. And that's why one by one he was trying to sideline them. But, you know, his mother's approach was, since 1998, when she ousted Sitaram Kesari to become the Congress president, after that you have seen how she has been trying to steer the party. So basically, idea is to resolve all the differences through dialogue, reconciliation. She never really went for confrontation like this. And the reason for that is probably, I would say, late Ahmed Patel. He was actually her main political advisor. He passed away last November. And, you know, we have been seeing, you saw the controversy after the G23 letter, and there has been a lot of debate about, you know, Rahul Gandhi's failure. Many senior leaders have started speaking out. So that disgruntlement, that resentment is somehow not just simmering, it's building up now. And the Gandhi family can feel the heat that they are not able to deliver on the ground. Electorally, they have become a sort of a liability in a way. We have seen what happened in Kerala, where Rahul Gandhi actually spearheaded the entire campaign. The party might have blamed or sought to blame Chenitala or Uman Chandi for the loss, but the fact was Rahul Gandhi was right there leading the campaign. You know what has happened. Anyway, we are not going to discuss Rahul Gandhi's electoral appeal or charisma. What we are talking about is Rahul Gandhi has had his ideas about the party, how he wanted to change the party. Senior leaders were resisting all through, and because Rahul Gandhi was not able to prove his electoral, charisma, or the proof that he has a charisma to actually ensure the victory of the party candidates. So he was on the back foot. He could not really push it through. And then, as I said, Sonia Gandhi, who was advised by Ahmed Patel, Sonia Gandhi was in favor of reconciliation. But now the time has come. You know, when Sonia thinks that, okay, things have come to such a pass that you cannot really delay it any further. So now the Gandhi siblings have taken matters in their hands. So the message now is, you know, my way or highway. You know, the way, and they're secure in this knowledge, the Gandhi siblings I'm talking about, that however much these leaders, you know, cry horse, nothing is going to change, because the entire organizational setup is such that in all the appointments that are made in the Congress, right from the PCC to BCC, all these key appointments are done by the Congress High Command. They are mostly the loyalists of the Congress High Command, of the Gandhis. So there is not much you can change. And then again, on a wider scale, there is this general perception that there is this Tina factor. There is no alternative to Gandhis when it comes to the Congress leadership. So that's a general perception. Even if people are kind of getting frustrated, exasperated, there is not much they can do about it, because they don't see who else can actually hold the reins of the party and keep everybody together. And there the Gandhi siblings have this advantage, because there is no challenger. They have decided to go for the showdown or to challenge everybody. Okay, you don't agree with us, my way or highway. Either you do what we are asking to do, or you can go and seek your fortune in some other party or whatever else you do. Punjab, I am saying, is just the beginning. Now you know the party, the Congress has been kind of on boil in many states, like the BJP also is in many states, but in the Congress it has been simmering for long. So in every state you have kind of top leaders fighting. This battle has been on, and the Congress High Command has not been very effective in kind of bringing about some any kind of rapprochement or reconciliation between those warring parties, because nobody would give that much weight to their advice, I would say. And they were not actually in a position to actually push it down their throat. You have to accept it. Now they are going to go about, they are going to implement this strategy. So whether you have an Ashok Gehlot in Rajasthan, or you have somebody like Siddaramaiah in Karnataka, or the Hanuman Chandi in Kerala, or you have a Digvijay Singh or a Kamal Nath in Madhya Pradesh, just look around, go to any state. Now they are supposed to accept the diktat, and they are expected to now. Punjab is the model. The Gandhi have started it from Punjab. If any leader tries to put up the same kind of resistance to their ideas, the way Captain Amrinder Singh did, the Gandhi siblings have actually shown that this is how you are going to be dealt with. So there is a very larger message coming from Punjab. This message is to all the top leaders, and I would rather say the system, what Gandhi family calls. You know, in Congress, what happens, all these senior leaders, they are also secure in their knowledge that, I've been serving this party and I've been loyal to this party for 40 years, 50 years. So I can say anything I want, because the party owes it to me for my loyalty for 30 years, 40 years, to listen to me, to respect my views. That was a case, I would say, until recently. That was the case in Sonia Gandhi's Congress. But in Priyanka Rahul's Congress, it's not the case anymore. Let me give you some examples. In the past, whenever you saw some leader defecting from some other party to the Congress, you won't really see those leaders gaining the confidence of the Gandhis. Especially in cases where such leaders came from from parties propagating Hindutva philosophy. Say, for instance, Narayan Nana. Narayan Nana quit the Shiv Sena, came to the Congress. He just managed to become a state minister. But he wanted to be the face of the Congress. The Gandhis, or Sonia Gandhi, would never let it happen. And finally, in frustration, he quit the party. There are many other instances. Siddaramaiah, though he was not from the BJP or Hindutva-driven party, Siddaramaiah came from the JDS. Earlier, he was in different parties, but so-called secular parties. He joined the Congress, and I think he had to wait for 7, 8 years or 9 years to become the chief minister of the Congress, actually, in Karnataka. And even today, you cannot actually say that Siddaramaiah enjoys the confidence of the Gandhis. So this has been the trend all through. Amrinder Singh, maybe somebody, some of you may actually point out that Amrinder Singh also, he had quit the Congress in 1984, came back about 14 years later, and within 4 years he became the chief minister. But don't forget, Amrinder Singh was a school buddy of late Rajiv Gandhi. They both studied together in Dhoni School in 1950s. So that kind of friendship was there. So Amrinder Singh, you have to treat as an exception. But now what has happened is, look at the recent appointments. So in Telangana, for instance, you have somebody a new Congress chief like Revanth Reddy. Now, Revanth Reddy comes from ABVP, the Students Wing of the RSS. You may be hearing Rahul Gandhi berating the RSS all the time. But when it comes to picking up a state unit chief, he goes for an ex-ABVP activist or ex-RSS activist who later joined the TDP and joined the Congress just 4 years earlier. You see the same thing with Sidhu. Sidhu was in BJP for about 12, 13 years. Then in 2017, he wanted to be the Aam Aadmi Party chief ministerial face. Obviously, Kejriwal won't agree. I mean, you cannot have somebody else becoming the chief minister of a full-fledged state. While Kejriwal remains Delhi's CM, actually. That was the issue. And then Navjot Sidhu actually decided to join the Congress. Within 4 years, he is the PCC chief and virtually the high command's chief ministerial face. If you look at some, say for instance, Maharashtra Congress chief, Nana Patole. Nana Patole was in BJP. He came to the Congress in 2018, I think January 2018. And in the next 3 years, he became the Maharashtra Congress chief. So, last 3-4 years, what has happened? People coming to the party and gaining the confidence of the Gandhis. I'm talking about Gandhi's siblings, not Sonia Gandhi. And then these people, when you have a set of very young, set of veteran leaders who have been talking about their loyalty, their long service to the party, but these siblings are looking at immediate loyalty and immediate utility. And that's why you have people like Revanth Reddy, Nana Patole, Sidhu leading the party now. But it's their idea, it's the Gandhi's idea, Gandhi siblings' idea. How it works out, we don't know. People are not really clear, people in the Congress, which way it is going. But I'll end up basically virtually repeating that what the Gandhi siblings are doing, are trying for creative destruction, which they think is creative destruction. Some others think it's total destruction. It's a final destruction. Anyway, not coming to that, I'm coming to, and I was talking to you about Gandhi's vision, Rahul Gandhi's vision in 2013, you know, there was this when he became vice president in January or February 2013 in Jaipur. He had delivered a very emotional speech and, you know, he had actually tried to lay down his vision. And his vision was, just to tell you in a nutshell, that in the next five, six years, we should work on or focus on leadership development. So in the next 5-6 years, Congress should have 40-50 leaders who would be capable of running the country. Well, as things turned out, in the next 6 years, Congress got 52 MPs. So he was talking about 40-50 leaders capable of running the country. Congress got reduced to 52 in the Lok Sabha. And probably they would show their capability to run the country if they were in power. That's what happened about his vision for leadership development when it comes to running the country. Now, there's another vision he talked about, which I think he has enough time to implement now, because the Congress, as it seems, is kind of waiting for Modi phenomenon to fade away, because there is not much the party itself can do to dislodge him. They're just waiting, and Rahul Gandhi has a lot of time. So another vision he had actually unfolded there, another vision that got unfolded in the course of his speech in Jaipur was, okay, then in every state, let's develop 5, 6, 7, 10 leaders with chief ministerial potential. Now that those leaders who could run the country, that, you know, it is not needed right now in today's context. In states, they can do that. And Sidhu could be, who knows, if he is probably the first of those 5, 6, 7, 10 leaders that Rahul was supposed to develop as chief ministers in those states. Anyway, very interesting time. We'll keep discussing what's happening in the Congress, what's happening in other parties. In the meantime, there are lots happening for you and me over Pegasus. This entire controversy, we'll deal with it in probably in the next episode or in my live show, Polygraph. So please watch out for this. That's all from me in this episode of Politically Correct. Thanks for watching.